Good practice. You know, we didn't change much from a Wednesday practice, what we've done in the past. I know even with the bonus Monday that we had, you know, we had a chance to go ones versus ones a little bit, and then we incorporated some indie stuff. So we got a head start Monday. And then today, very similar to what we've done in past weeks as far as preparation, first and second down and so on. We got a chance to look at a lot of things. Marquise got quite a few reps, different personnel groups. That was good to see him. Very competitive situation. A couple of new guys, Teddy, got a chance to see him on special teams, you know, new acquisition. So it was good overall. I thought a good Wednesday practice.
Grott said he spoke to the team this morning.
Well, he had a chance to speak to the defense. And I know he wanted to. It was at the end. He asked me if he could speak to him. So, yeah, he did address him.
He says he expects to play Sunday. Is that your guys' feeling?
Okay. Yeah.
Was there any discipline?
Yeah, in-house, yeah.
How do you think he's handled it in the 2 days since you...
Well, I think it's tough, you know. I think he, you know, my conversation with him is pretty long and extended. You know, I think he's, you know, just in hearing him talk to the team, too. You know, you know he's going through, and he understands the, you know, the situation. So, you know, it's unfortunate that happened. Now we got to just deal with it and learn from it and move on.
What parts of his game do you want Blake to focus on post bye week?
Well, I know that you know his talk is just the some of the decision making and you know some of his you know you talk technique you know kind of arm motion and things like that, but I think that's what he really wants to concentrate on pre-team periods and pre-7-on-7 more individual. But when he gets into those situations, I think the challenge for him is just to play. And not think too much. So I think he just, you know, I think really what we want him to do is when he gets into team situations is just play with that clear mind. It's hard though, right? Make good decisions, but play with freedom. You know, don't throw interceptions, but be fearless. You know, it's, it almost appears contradictory at times to him. But he's figuring it out. And, I know, you know, today in practice, he did some really good things and then, again, some things he wish he had back. Wasn't a perfect day, but it'd be interesting to go talk to him now and say, all right, you just learned from it now, and let's go. But more good today. So that was good.
How did you see linebacker shape it out this week?
Well, I think that, you know, we're looking at the possibility of JT Talbot and Geno on the field at the same time. You know, and just trying to see, you know, how that works. So we did a little bit of that today.
With Mercedes coming back, what does that free you up to do with that?
Well, that is some of the options that we're looking at, you know, to go more to tight end sets, to get him involved more, to keep him fresher, both tight ends, special teams, elevate our special teams with him, Clay, being able chance to play more of that. So I think that's what we're just figuring out right now. I think it sure felt good to have Mercedes back there. I know like in 9-on-7, it just felt different.
After losses in his 3 years, it's just not an opportune time to be playing him coming off a big loss.
Well, I don't know. I mean, he's a good player, you know, and their team, their whole offense, I believe they're number one in many categories offensively. And, you know, so it's a great challenge for us. We have not particularly played a consistent game against him. I don't know. I think we've had. We were going to check it out. I think we've only had one turnover or takeaway against them in 3 times. It's something like that. Well, that's not, we got to find a way to get the ball more and get some turnovers, you know.
The coach is saying that Luck understands the game more, which you would expect in his third year. Can you just tell the difference seeing him on film?
Yeah, well, you know, he's pretty good last year too, understanding it. You know, you can see him recognizing coverages and stuff like that. But, you know, I think his ability to extend the play. Last week against New England, they moved the ball. He had over 300 yards passing. Just some, you know, the tip and overthrow, you know, the interception down the red zone. Some of those things, it was, what, I think 28-20 at that time, you know, and just unfortunate turnover it took place. And that's what happens with us sometimes. So I know what, you know, that part of the game felt like for him. And so they still move the ball, and he does a good job recognizing coverages. And he's done that for you know, 3 times that I've seen him play. It's been a good experience. It's been good to kind of take a look at our last games and see, you know, their approach.